This is Renovar Ministries, revealing Christ and renewing one heart at a time.
Founded on the rock, the Beatitudes. In order to build a new house, one would need to build a firm foundation first. Otherwise, the structure simply won't hold. Foundation laying is pivotal as it helps keep out any groundwater from seeping into your home. It also keeps out any dampness from the land that the house is built on. A good foundation will allow your home to be a safe and steady one. Some family homes have even been passed down from generation to generation. God calls His children to build their faith on a good and solid foundation as they walk with Him. He also gives them amazing guidelines on how to do this. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24, Jesus clearly contrasts between two builders who built their houses on different foundations. He does this to illustrate to his audience that listening and applying his words is wisdom. The word of God states, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." What exactly were these words, many may ask? Well, in the book of Matthew, all the way from chapter 5 through to chapter 7, Jesus gives a riveting teaching to the crowd sitting before him on a mountainside by the Sea of Galilee. This teaching is famously known as the Sermon on the Mount. This was a marathon sermon with deep insight into daily living and some of the Ten Commandments. Here, Jesus maps out brilliant guidelines on how to build your life on the rock, which is Jesus himself. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus starts his sermon with the Beatitudes. He ultimately explains who is truly blessed and refers to God's people who have specific characteristics and to those who face certain circumstances. For example, he refers to peacemakers, the pure in heart, those that seek righteousness, and those who are persecuted as blessed. The King James Bible Dictionary explains that blessed means happy or favored. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines blessed as happy, prosperous, in worldly affairs, enjoying spiritual happiness and the favor of God, enjoying heavenly felicity. The Beatitudes are very encouraging for anyone who is going through persecution or a trial in their life. Because even though you may go through tough times in your life, you still have the assurance of the favor of God on your life and spiritual happiness. I do not know about you, but I would like to live a life in the covering and the favor of God. Now, I'm not saying that you should go and get persecuted so that you can be called blessed, but it is comforting to know that if ever a calamity like this came, God's hand of favor is still upon you. As a body of believers, we can strive to maintain certain actions and ethical decisions to please God and to remain at that special level of spiritual happiness and favor. Let us focus on one of the Beatitudes as an example. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9 states, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Jesus calls those who are peacemakers blessed. And by being a peacemaker, we will be called the children of God. It is here where the happiness, contentment, joy, and favor lies. Living a life of strife creates discontentment and joylessness. As a result, you would struggle to feel the favor of the Lord operate in your life. You can therefore consciously make an effort to remain at peace with others and to establish peace in tough situations. So in this case, the ethical decision is to please God by maintaining peace. And by doing this, there will be that favor and happiness on your life. Set some time aside this week and read through the Beatitudes and write down godly attributes that you can focus on growing in. For example, being merciful. God says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that we can be called your children and that you so graciously bestow your blessing on us. Lord, help us to embrace the keys you give us to build faithfully on the rock, Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please feel free to connect with us through our website at www.renovarministries.org for free resources or if you need any prayer. God bless you and your family. Shalom.